River Country, Keith speaking.
Hopper.
Crazy James. How is Crazy James on this fine-looking Friday?
Well, you know, I'm a lot warmer this week than I was last week.
Crazy James has defrosted.
Yes. Yes, so the lunacy continues.
Uh-huh. But still keeping warm thoughts about Star Wars, right?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was great.
That made your Christmas,
oh,
it's
a terrible movie. It's like, well, when you get $200 million of your own money, you can go out and make your own movie.
Mm-hmm.
I liked this one.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
Popper, you know what one of the best things about doing this whole Crazy James thing is?
What's that?
Well, the fact that we do it so early in the morning, the boy isn't quite out of bed yet, but the room that I do it in is right next to me, and he oftentimes wakes up and listens to it. And so he's laying in bed right now, I'm sure, kind of giggling at the fact that we're talking about it. So hang on a second. Good morning, boy!
Morning, Dad!
Actually, I don't know if you guys could hear that over the radio, but he...
Yeah,
he
I heard
said,
it.
Good morning.
I heard it.
Let's jump into what's going on here this weekend.
You
before
bet.
Before he comes in here and thinks I'm going to let him talk on the phone. Okay, so this whole weekend, we've got the High Prairie Ladies Bondsfield. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, you know what? Curling is such a wonderful game. It really is. And I'm not just saying that because Ganass girls. I've always enjoyed curling. Yeah, I'm that guy. So go check it out over at the curling rink this weekend. Also today here on Friday, we've got the prayer shawl knitting over at St. Mark's Church as per usual. Ladies start there at 10 o'clock in the morning. We also have over at the Children's Resource Center free play from 10 until noon. And yes, and I say this every week, why does he keep talking about this? Because there's still some of you that don't think you need the Children's Resource Center. If you don't think you need the Children's Resource Center, guess what? You need the Children's Resource Center.
Yep.
So go check this out. It's an amazing organization, and they do lots of great stuff. Sunday, we have a couple things happening here on Sunday. Sunday at 4:30, the High Prairie Red Wings were playing on Sunday at 4:30, so go check that out.
Yep.
Some great junior A hockey. Also on Sunday at 7, this is in Jussart, folks, over at the Senior Center, they are having a Zone E Commercial Fishermen's Association meeting. So if you're a fisherman in this area here, because it's this zone, and you're interested in the commercial fishing in Lesser Slave Lake, that's the place to be. 7 o'clock in Jussart, the Jussart Senior Center. They're going to elect their board and talk about what they want to get done. So go check it out if you want commercial fishing to come back on this lake.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, we've got the High Prairie Community Band meeting over at Prairie River Junior High, and that starts at 6 in the band room.
Mm, okay.
Tuesday, you know, and here's something else about the Children's Resource Center. It's not just in High Prairie. It's all over the area. Tuesday, they're going to be up in Gruard at 10 doing parents and tots. And I know what it's like when you've got little ones, and especially when it's winter, even though it's warmed up 40-plus degrees. You don't want to go out anywhere. I get it, folks. I get it. But if you're up in Gruard, check out the Children's Resource Center, Parents and Tots. That's at 10. Here in town, with the Children's Resource Center, they have free play from 1 to 3. And also on Tuesday, the council meeting is happening at the town office. That starts at 7. You got a concern? You got a question about something? Make sure you're at the meeting right at the beginning. There's always a little block of time set aside so you can stand up and say, hey, council, here's my concern. Are you going to get an answer right away? Well, no, probably not, because they have to research and find the answer for you. But at least you can go and be on the record to talk about the issue that you want to talk about. It's mm-hmm. a great idea.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay, Wednesday, we got more free play over at the Children's Resource Center from 10 until noon. It's a great place to go and see other parents so you don't have to, you know, listen to the Backyardigans or the Wiggles or Paw Patrol all day long. You know, parents can go there and say, oh my goodness, another human over the age of 2 that I can talk to. The library also has things going on Wednesday. They got story time for the kids 3 to 5 years old. That goes from 10:30 to 11:30. And then, you know, well, we'll just jump all the way over into Thursday. And here's another example of the Children's Resource Center doing things outside of town. They have in East Prairie, Baby and Me. So if you're up in East Prairie, and babies are the most difficult to travel with sometimes because, you know, you got to make sure you got everything. You don't want to make that long trip, especially in winter. Baby and Me up at East Prairie, that's at 1. And that, Hopper, is what we got going on this week, buddy.
You bet. Sounds busy as we get back into the swing things.
All right. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.